So this is really good. So in the beginning you went, I hate trot because I have to think of the rhythm, but walk and canter, I don't mind. And I'm like, oh no, she's forgotten that there's rhythm in walk and canter as well. But by the end you'd work that out. So that's good. Now, this is great. So this is problem solving. That's information. It means that the trot is too difficult at the moment. That's fine. The canter, the reason why you find it easier is A, because yes, she has less gears, as you talk about. But second of all, you have more influence in canter, not you, but in general. In trot, you've always got two diagonal feet on the ground all the time. In canter, you've got often the same legs on the same side on the ground, which is very unbalancing, or one leg. So therefore, you as a rider have a much, much, much more ability to influence the horse. So when you change the line, they really do follow you. So canter is a great choice. And the canter is more athletic. So the canter makes the horse more athletic, more muscular, more strong, and makes the trot better later. So for a lot of horses, so for example, Wessel, he comes a bit scratchy in the trot, so I warm him up in canter. So that's a really good move, really good. That's exciting information. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. So now that you know that that's the case, you can stick to that for a week or so, see how you go. And if you go to trot, don't keep persisting. Just go, it's scratchy. Go straight to canter. So then the things you need to think about in preparation for the fact that you're going to do canter. Cardiovascularly, she doesn't get as much time to warm up, in inverted commas, so to speak. So you need shorter stints with bigger walk breaks in the beginning. So you might go two or three rounds, walk around, two or three rounds, walk around, so that she just doesn't get too much stress on her heart straight away. Also, the mare likes to collect in canter. So you need to ensure that you don't just go from a medium walk into a semi-collected canter, that you find a way to do it in a working way. So again, you might start in a two-point position, and your first couple of rounds might be just two-point forward, canter, then walk again. Ensure that you don't over-collect it. So constantly be going bigger, go for bigger steps and then a couple of small, then bigger than a couple of small versus comfortable, then smaller, comfortable, then smaller. So that's the information that you need to put into your head if you're going to do it with the canter, but it's absolutely not a negative. And this is what focusing on the training scale gives you. You focused on the training scale, you focused on the rhythm, and that was your priority. Therefore, you came up with a correct and appropriate solution. And this is what people forget. You don't actually have to know the answers. When I ride them, I don't know the answers, but I know the recipe. So I do not deviate from the recipe, and I make every single decision based on that recipe. So you went, I can't get rhythm. I'm not allowed to not get rhythm. How can I? Go to canter. Great. That's a great solution. Amazing solution. So again, hopefully this really gives you that confidence that you just need to follow the system. And if you never, ever, 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 ever break the rules, you make the right decisions. So congratulations. It's awesome.